Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Michael Amadeus Show, episode 605, Switching Mediums. Well, it's been a couple of days since the last episode. I've been neck deep in getting this book going, and it's been taking all of my thoughts, and believe it or not, I found myself finishing things, passing out, waking up, and going, oh no, I didn't do the episode. So, what I will be doing is doing this one now, and then in the morning doing another, and then switching to the schedule of only doing mornings so I don't run into that issue again at all. However, the thing I wanted to talk about today is something I've been playing around with a little bit, which is the idea of switching mediums to be able to see the thing you're working on more clearly. For instance, if I'm writing, what I need to be able to do is turn it into an audio form, turn it into another way of experiencing the work I'm doing. Now, of course, writing is just putting down on paper symbols that turn back into words, at least in our head or if they're read out loud. But it made me think about other ways you could do this. So say a piece of music. I could put it up as written music, see it visually. I could have someone describe the music to me. I could have someone cook a meal or prepare a dish that the song reminded them of. I could have them draw me a picture that the song reminded me of. And almost you could go farther. You could say, okay, well, here's a piece of food. Here's a meal. What piece of music could I write about that? Or could I put to that? Could I write something about that food that describes it inadvertently? Could I use art could I make a painting that describes something? And even more abstract, could you have a meal that described a painting without using words at all? It's very interesting. The farther it goes, could you design clothing that resembles a song? The reason this is even worth thinking about is, you know, you start realizing that everything is ultimately the same thing. We're all ultimately going after the same sort of expression. And it's just the different methods in which we use it. So, and we experience the world in such different ways, but yet we're always being told the same stories over and over again. And I'm really interested in the interplay of how these different mediums tell the stories in different ways. I'm not sure if anybody else has played around with this idea. I haven't tested the far extremities of it yet, but I'm actually quite interested in doing so. And if any of you have done anything especially interesting with this, please reach out to me. I would love to hear about it, but if nothing else, this might be a thought. Maybe there's something that this triggers in you, some kind of concept or something pops up in your head where this might be useful for whatever you're working on now. Maybe finding a way to translate it to a different medium, or have someone is a friend of yours or someone you could partner with who can help reflect back to you what you're working on in their own work. It might be worth trying out. Who knows? It might help us see things in a totally different way. If you want to find me, you can. Social media, just go and look up Michael Amadeus. I'm the one in the cowboy hat, or go to michaelamadeus.com. That's a good place to find me. The next episode will be here in the morning, but until then, keep living an authentic life, keep living a creative one, and I'll talk to you next time.